Hello, welcome to the English Navigable Radio and Television Station, and Happy New Year. Dear listeners, this morning, January 30, the second day of that, Guangzhou City Congressmen Association held a meeting with Chinese people in Guangzhou City to celebrate Lunar New Year 2025. Attending was Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, Chairman of the City People's Council, Phan Văn Hiệu, Commercial Counselor of the Chinese Embassy in Ho Chi Minh City, Dương Miêu. At the meeting, Mr. Phan Văn Hiệu informed the Chinese people about some outstanding results in socio-economic, national defense and security of Guangzhou City in 2024. Standing Vice Secretary of Guangzhou City Party Committee, Chairman of the City People's Council affirmed, the development of the city in the past time has the contribution of the Chinese community. Hopefully, people of all ethnic groups, including the Chinese, will continue to promote the spirit of solidarity, hard work, creativity in economic development, strictly comply with the party's guidelines and policies and state laws, actively respond to patriotic Malaysian movements, join hands to build Guangzhou City more and more civilized and prosperous. Guangzhou Smart Processing and Industrial Zones Management Board said that in January 2025, Guangzhou Smart Processing and Industrial Zones attracted nearly $340 million in investment capital, of which one new investment project would register investment capital of over $308 million is the Vintan Industrial Park Infrastructure Construction and Business Investment Project, second phase of Bình Phú Mỹ Joint Stock Company. Adjusting one investment registration certificate with a total adjusted investment capital increase of $5.56 million of Guimer Agro Vietnam Liability Limited Company. On the second day of the Lunar New Year 2025 in Tuk District, people returned to their hometown to celebrate that the traffic on the road was quite busy and crowded. Some production facilities and small traders in the markets have started selling right from the beginning of the new year to facilitate people's shopping, especially at grocery stores. Gift baskets with a variety of designs and prices ranging from 250,000 to more than 1,000 dong packets of onkas are the most popular choice for people. On the occasion of Lunar New Year of Ất Tỵ this year, together with other facilities in the city, Omong District organized many activities to care for policy families, meritorious people, poor and near poor households, with a total support about 15 million dong. In 2024, with more than 17.5 million international visitors, Vietnamese tourism industry has achieved and exceeded the target set at the beginning of the year by more than 39%. This success is thanks to the open visa policy and effective communication and tourism promotion activities. Asia continues to affirm its position as a key market, accounting for nearly 80% of total visitors, followed by Europe more than 11%, America's nearly 6%, and Africa 0.3%. Northeast Asian markets play an important role in growth, with China increasing by more than 214%, South Korea increasing by more than 27%, Japan increasing by nearly 21%, and Taiwan increasing by more than 51%. Southeast Asia also recorded positive growth from Asia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and neighboring countries except for Thailand, which decreased by 14.5%. According to the forecast of Ministry of Finance, there will be no unusual fluctuations in prices on the second day of that because the demand for shopping on the first day of the year is not much. Most people have shopped and stocked up before that. The supply of goods is still sufficient to meet demand because in major provinces and cities, some large supermarket chains such as could Matt keep extra busy and go, only to close on the first day of Tet and reopen on the second day of Tet with operating hours from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. to serve people's need to buy essential goods. The song for the International Japanese Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.